Here's a question for you. Hey, have you ever been close to a dump truck when it's full of sand or dirt, and then that truck bed is slowly being raised? Well, at first, the material begins to just kind of trickle out, but then the velocity quickens to avalanche intensity as everything seems to slide out at once. It's reminiscent of sales reps who try to spew out everything they know about their product or service in a matter of seconds on a sales or prospecting call. This is called data dumping, and it usually takes place at the beginning of a call, and it's done without the offender having any knowledge of what the prospect really wants or needs. As a result, listeners are turned off, bored, and begin to build their feelings of resistance. This is still one of my biggest fears when I'm on a sales call. I'll let you in on a secret. I am very sensitive about being boring on a sales call or otherwise, or worse, saying something that can cause resistance. So here are the ideas I use to avoid data dumping, and I think you'll find them useful as well. The first one is, make sure you get before you give. Make sure you are in the habit of getting information before you give it. If a doctor wrote a prescription without first diagnosing the problem through an examination or questions, it would be grounds for malpractice. Although there's no governing body to enforce the same rule for salespeople, the principle is just as important. Next, use what I call need development questions. This type of question simply checks the prospect's level of interest in a feature before you present it. The need development question determines whether or not the feature contains a benefit for the listener. For example, if a sales rep said, "Let me tell you about our left-handed adapter for this model. It comes in 3 sizes and 4 colors, meaning it will please virtually all left-handers." Well, the possibility exists that the listener might yawn and respond, "Well, we don't have any left-handed people." The appropriate need development question would be, "Would a left-handed adapter have some appeal to you? Or do you have any left-handed people who would be using the machine?" Next, this is a big one for me. Be paranoid about talking too much. Become terrified at the thought that you might talk too much and bore prospects with facts they are not interested in. Use an economy of words during your recommendation to make the greatest impact. Next point, use trial closes. To force yourself to not talk too much and to get an indication of how your listeners feel about your offer, elicit responses with trial closes. After making a point or two, pause, and if they offer no response, continue with, "Do you feel that would be useful?" Or, "How valuable would that be for you?" If not, use some other question designed to unmask their emotion. Their answer will signal the direction you need to take. If they're positive, you continue. If they're negative or neutral, the yellow flag goes up, meaning that you should uncover the problem that's brewing. Next point, be sure you don't talk too fast. When a person is very familiar with something and is excited about it, the tendency is to speak rapidly. The problem is that when listeners are bombarded with features and possible benefits in a machine gun-like cadence, they're only going to retain and react to a small percentage, even if they might be interested in all of them. The fact is, people need time to reflect on your little pearls of wisdom. They need to let them sink in. Here's an idea. Record yourself to ensure that you don't spit out your presentation too quickly. And finally, be sensitive when you're a buyer. The next time you're in the buyer's situation in a transaction, be especially aware of how the salesperson presents or attempts to present the benefits. One of the best ways to become better at anything is to adapt the good characteristics of successful people while making a point of steering clear of bad techniques that you observe. So bottom line, make it a goal to present only what the prospect or customer is interested in. You'll avoid data dumping and achieve more of your objectives in the process. I'm Art Subcheck.